You're all welcome back to the Maroon and White Pod, and we took a little career break there for a couple of weeks, so I missed my friend for a little while. You had a busy weekend.
I had a busy week. I'm sure you know you to keep up to date with things. We had a great win in the Camogie in our school in St. Rayfields.
Brilliant win.
Fantastic win, winning the Senior B. You know, considering the girls last year went on and won the Junior C All Ireland, so I think it's very fitting that we moved up the ranks.
Yeah, it's
on
brilliant.
Regarding grading, yes. So it was a fantastic game below in Abbey Leaks in Laois. And the girls just dug deep and pulled it out for a finish.
Yeah, you've a great cohort now.
Oh,
at this
fantastic,
moment of time.
Yeah.
And one thing is with the schools, I find that it comes in waves. You'll be either doing absolutely brilliant
absolutely.
Or you might be, something might be coasting
it is.
For
it's
a few
like,
years.
Yeah, and it's like being on the rotary belt, isn't it? You get a blast of good players in or a blast of players that you can work with, and then it's a feast or a famine in schools.
No, for sure.
Yeah, and we
but
struggle.
You're going well though now. Yeah, but you were
we
struggling in A, so you
for
moved
a few
on to B,
years.
And now fair play.
And yeah, exactly.
Now
So
move up out of the way again.
We're up now
yeah.
in Senior A, and I hopefully will be able to remain there for a few years.
Yeah, exactly.
And look, at the end of the day,
I know.
Schools would be given out or complaining, you know, that they're not in the bright grades, but at the end of the day, where everyone should be is an A. Well, that's where you
that's
aim
where you
to
want
be.
to be.
Aim to
Yeah.
be. Absolutely.
And you know what?
Absolutely.
I have to say well done to Mercy Ross as well, who beat St. Mary's of
Maharafelt.
Maharafelt. And they
Yeah.
had a brilliant win, like comprehensive.
Oh, comprehensive
So
win,
it
yeah,
just
for a
shows
finish.
the work that's been done at the schools in Roscommon now
Yeah.
and in Connacht.
And in
And
Connacht, yeah.
A big hard look to Kellis Anxious, who got beaten in the junior.
They did, and I was actually at that game.
There's only a goal in
Yeah,
it for a finish, was
goal
there?
in it for a
Yeah.
finish. Very physical game. Ref let a lot go, and hospital just saw through for a finish. One or two players just stood out, but shout out again to all the coaches,
and the teachers, yeah,
Anne Hardiman and Katrina Hennessy there in Kellis Anxious, who are working tirelessly with those girls. And I just want to congrats John Hardiman and Tara Healy as well,
oh, yeah, for
in
sure,
St. Rayfields for all the work that they are doing as well, and Teresa Hessian and Martin McManus
in Roscommon.
in Roscommon,
Yeah,
yeah.
there's great work being done in the schools, and look at again.
Absolutely.
We're only on here to promote the game, and whether it's school, club, county, it's all about the women and getting them out there.
Absolutely.
So fair
yeah.
play. So I'm going to have to listen to you for another one. So
I probably
in.
do, yeah. But look, it's coming to an end.
I'm only joking. Well done to everybody in the school. And you know what? Isn't it mighty for the profile of the school? And come success, will bring more players wanting
absolutely
to play
and more interest.
Yeah.
And you know, isn't that what you want? You want all your players playing all at the time.
Yeah,
and
no,
it's good,
for sure.
It's good for schools, and you know, they're the friends that you. You know, hang around with every day, and they're coming from all different clubs.
Well, that's
that's
for
great
sure.
But anyhow, tonight we have
a past pupil
of
Rayfields,
St.
yeah.
Rayfields with us, Imelda Hobbins. And Imelda, as you all know, you're all familiar with her as an analyst in Galway Bay, and she's going to be joining us in approximately a minute or two time to talk all things
Camogie.
Exactly, yeah.
And I suppose
Great captain.
Oh, brilliant captain in
yeah.
96, but I don't think there's a lot Imelda hasn't won between junior, like county All Ireland.
Absolutely, she's all the accolades
schools,
won.
Seniors, you know, her own club with
yeah,
Mullia.
Mullia, very
And
successful in the 90s.
And you know, isn't it great that Mullia, they've great captains, herself and Sarah Durbin from Mullia, they're, you know, flying the flag nicely for them.
Absolutely, yeah. And
along with Lorraine Ryan, but I know Lorraine's not from Mullia, obviously, but Glamour Daly, but it's great. Imagine to have two captains from the one parish that won.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's not like we've loads of medals to hand out, like,
no.
And you know, it's great that the two of the girls from Mullia.
Yeah,
exactly. So well done to them.
So well done. So if Imelda is with us, and
is Imelda on?
Hello there, ladies. How are you?
Oh, hi, Imelda. How are you?
Imelda, we can't see you.
I'm
Or
great.
Are you a figment? Where are you?
Oh, hold on a second.
That's no problem.
We were
you're
just
not
saying
shy,
how
you're
great
not
you are.
You're shying as now in your old age.
I'm getting on great. Thank you.
And
yes.
We're very, very thankful to you, Imelda. I know you have a busy schedule, as is all, but just to give us that few minutes of your time to join us tonight on the Maroon and White.
Not
And
at all.
Sure, look, at the end of the day, isn't that what we're all about, trying to promote the game? And you're a wonderful advocate there, yourself and Tommy. You know, every weekend there's games on, doing your analysis and, you know, keeping all the people who are not at games in tune. So
for
when
sure.
Myself and Aoife were asked to do this, this is what we said, we'd do the exact same.
We wanted to be the new Imelda.
Oh, the new Imelda. I don't know.
You're very welcoming.
I was
Any time.
Imelda, if you've seen us, I know, like, we're like, Like, we're like
We're
Dumb and
like
Dumber.
Thelma and
No, we are.
Louise.
We are like every week. Like, it's just, how do we not know how to log on, turn it on, and we go down a different route, and we still can't. And poor Paul's waiting at the end of the phone for the verification code, and we haven't even clicked in. So it was funny here. But we give the lads time off, the
Oh
technical
yeah, the
team,
technical
and they haven't
team.
come back.
Yeah, we get too many coffees and they haven't come back to us, Imelda. Aoife was just
Oh,
introducing you there before you came online, and you have an interesting profile.
yeah.
We're talking about you've won basically all the accolades that there is to be won. I don't know if maybe I'm wrong. Barfela, that's bringing us back way back, Imelda.
Verfela.
What
She's
your
Hobbs, she's making you sound very old.
well,
She's met for
I'm
the
not
you
making
were a
her
med,
sound
you're
really
med for
old.
I'm
I know.
definitely beginning to feel it.
Oh God, no, you're not. If we start back, we were just talking about St. Raphael's, Imelda, and the great win that they had at the weekend, and we were saying how fitting to have you on, being a past pupil of Raphael's and winning two schools titles with them as well. Can you remember them?
Yeah, I do. I think I have five of the
Oh my
All-Irelands
God,
or
fantastic. So
four
she
of
took
the
three off
All-Irelands.
it. She took three off it. Did you notice that? Yeah. Three. Was that the great Sir Farrell was over you then, Imelda, was it? And
Exactly,
Catherine,
yeah.
Sister Catherine.
It
Yeah.
was. Yeah.
And Catherine Francine
It
now.
was. And we had junior as well. I think we won junior and all and senior on the one day, I remember.
Yeah.
And I think four of us had to play on the played the
Wow.
both games.
Oh my God. And I think that,
God
if my memory
almighty, now
serves me
lads,
right,
I'm
I was actually looking at the pictures at school today. 1988, you won a junior and a senior. Yeah.
1988 for the junior and senior. There you go.
Yeah. And you
Yeah, Johnny
scored,
Fahey
I
and Trina
think.
Dolphin from Mullia were there as well.
Yes. You scored two goals in it. You were playing FCJ Bunclody. Now for you.
Oh, you've your
That's
homework.
it.
I
Now,
have
there you
my
go.
homework
Yeah,
done.
Bunclody would have been one of the big teams that time.
Yeah.
Now, Harkey, so there would have been Bunclody would have
Yes.
been one of the big teams. Yeah.
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 And
And God, we used to travel the country in a yellow bus as sister, poor
oh
sister
my God.
Catherine, Lord have mercy, used to drive
Oh
us around.
yeah.
Great days, yeah, great
Yeah.
days. You,
But
I hope there's a photo
what
over there somewhere in the
there is, Imelda, there's a fantastic, the school are brilliant for showcasing. There's a big massive frame, and the eight
All
All-Irelands and
Irelands.
the eight teams are there. I'll actually take a picture of it sometime and send it on to you. And there's a team now or a school, Imelda, in Kilkenny, Loretta Kilkenny, who are able to tell
That's
me
right.
that they have now passed out St.
Oh,
Raphael's.
okay.
Last weekend they won their ninth senior A
Ah,
title.
there you go. That was it,
It's in a
yeah.
row,
Yeah, we had
since the
eight.
beginning of schools. Yes, and
Yeah,
St.
thinking.
Raphael's had eight. Now, they weren't trying to rub it
Had
in my
eight.
face. They were just saying they had always aspired to either matching St. Raphael's and Loughrea or being better. So they won their ninth at the weekend. And that's a fa it's fantastic to win the eight, but it's even better to win
But I have
nine.
a feeling that Raphael's, they're coming so good with the clubs that are feeding into them. With Shamrocks, they're winning titles, and I'd say it won't be too long till
That's
they've an
just
A title
Aoife,
again. You know what I mean? But it just shows the work that's going on,
And I
and
think
that's
Rayfield was eight in a row though. Is
it
Loretta
was, yeah,
in a
yes.
row?
They haven't done that
Yeah,
now. I think
they
they, yeah,
nine.
that it takes some going. Yeah, they've won eight, but Loretta obviously have won nine, but not
And
in a row.
it's crazy to think it wasn't won since then, isn't it? Like, do you know, but
32
you know
years.
what, it's
Yeah. Well, I suppose Bridget's were
great
successful,
window.
and then Prez,
Very,
with Galway schools that kind of came, but
and Kinvara, Seamount and Kinvara as well,
But
yeah.
we probably didn't
Yeah,
get enough for the
exactly.
amount of
Yeah,
players we had
so
around. We probably didn't get enough in the schools. Do you know what I mean? But a lot of that choice was down to the break off into different
Because I
branches.
remember even in our time in Rayfields, in our time now in Rayfields, say when that team, say the players over those years, a lot of that was your backbone of your senior teams playing for Galway.
Absolutely.
Because you had your, you know, you fed that fed into your clubs as well. You know, you were obviously doing your training at that level, if you like. And then of course you had Cyril Farrell with us, so he brought it up obviously a few gears as well. And then you brought that, I suppose, into your clubs, and then you brought it into the county scene. So it all feeds in, you see, when you have, and that's why it's probably so important. And look at Martine, I'm sure you were very involved in this
Oh,
team, and
I was very
it's
much
brilliant. I
involved.
was so
Yeah.
excited when I heard it. So excited for them when I
That's
heard it.
great.
It's just
It's
great.
great. It's
Oh,
absolutely,
super.
yeah,
Oh,
absolutely
super. Yeah.
great. And you know, I'm going to quote you, Melda. You probably don't remember saying this, but of course you do, because I remember the bond, the word bond was one of your favorite words when it came to 96, you know, that the bond with the players and the
Yeah.
friendships that we forged, because no matter where we
Yeah.
go, you know, 25, 26 years later, you know, the gap is never that big when it comes to having the chat and catching up. And I think it's the same in schools. It's the friendships and the bonds that makes the team. And you know, together everyone
Definitely.
achieves more, definitely. But look at enough about the
Definitely, yeah.
schools. It's a memory and it's something that you'll treasure, and not everyone has in All Ireland
Yeah, unbelievable.
schools medals, so it's something to be very proud about. I suppose the
What does
reason.
she remember her? I presume you remember, you couldn't forget it, our famous calendars that we were talking about a couple of weeks ago. You
Oh,
know, when we won that, we
oh,
had to say,
yeah,
surely
I
someone
remember them.
still has one I have one. I
Somewhere.
still have it, and you know,
I
we had a
have
laugh
one.
about it. Yeah, we had a
Yeah, I
laugh
think
about
Dad
it,
might
and he
have
used to
it.
keep all my memorabilia, we call it. I think
That
before
funded our holiday, didn't it?
it
It did.
absolutely did, yeah. And we had to all come in with about
Yeah,
500
that funded.
pounds at the time. I
500.
remember going to door begging people to buy calendars, and they were saying, "Are you going to be
Yeah,
in it?" And I
we
said,
all
"You
did
only
it.
missed September, you know, so just for that alone, they were buying it."
They didn't care about any other month at all.
But you know what? They were good times and innocent times too. And
Yeah.
their memories we'll always have, Imelda. And look at, we're here to
Oh
talk.
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, here to talk. Look at, you're an analyst with Atomy, and you've been to the two games this year, Galway and Clare and Galway and Tip. And can you tell us a little bit about how what the form is like and how they're going so far in the league, Imelda? Just your own
Your own
opinion.
opinion, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they played Clare obviously first, the opening game, round one, that was played in Clare, in Ennis. And in fairness, Galway looked really good, I have to say. You know, there was new players on the scene, the older players that was there just all seemed to connect. The vision, the passing, the work rate, everything looked really, really well. Then we met Tipperary last weekend, and unfortunately, we didn't have as good a performance. Now, Tipperary were obviously better than Clare as well. Very
Yes,
physical,
absolutely.
really
Yeah.
physical. Waterford had beaten them by a point, I think, in their opening game, and I think
Yeah,
that
that's
didn't
right.
go down well with Tipperary either.
Yeah,
So
that's twice now.
they came for a win, in fairness to them. We played them obviously in the Rag, their home ground as well, which I don't think suited Galway. It was quite tight. Not the nice big pitch that I think that the girls like to play in.
Yeah, we're used to, yeah.
And from word go, yeah, like Aoife Donoghue flicked over a lovely pint to start, and it looked like, well, it's going to be a repeat of the previous weekend, because she did the same against Clare. She got the opening score as well. But Tipperary just came with a force, and in fairness, Emma McGrath, their number
I know,
14,
I heard
was
about her.
absolutely outstanding.
Dunleash Club. She was
Oh,
brilliant.
she was, Martina, do you know what? She reminded me so much of Sharon Glynn. She was,
Super.
she had the power, she had the vision, she was always in the right place at the right time. And I know I've, you know, from seeing one of her interviews afterwards, you know, she complimented her teammates. She said that, you know, that they did the hard work and she finished, but she did the hard work as well. You know, she was
Yeah,
everywhere, in
it's
fairness
nice
to her. She,
to
and and not to take anything away from her, but you know, these days when the ball just hops into your
drops.
hand,
Yeah.
her third goal, she was actually running. I say she didn't even know if she was going to get it, and the ball actually hopped the goal side of her. So,
Where'd you
and
have?
the Galway back obviously was at the other side, and all
Of
she had to do
course.
was just
Bit of
turn
luck.
right. Like,
Yeah.
oh yeah, like in fairness, Fiona Ryan had no hope and goals with her. Like, she was just, yeah, she had power, as I said, she had vision, and she just had luck. Whereas I think on the Galway side, we didn't have luck. We let it fall out of our hand.
Yeah.
We couldn't pick it. You know, it was, the grass was a bit long as well, and I think our girls were trying to roll lift it, and
Okay.
there
Oh,
was
yeah.
just rush after rush, if you like, but we got no break either. And
Okay.
they, you know, they did try. It's not that they didn't try. They were tending to drop their heads near the end, and then they got the goal that seemed to be forever coming.
Coming, that's right.
And once,
Just too late. Yeah.
too late, yeah, too late. Like Siobhan Garner, you know, sold it down the from centre back. But look at, you know, when they
But
did
that's
get
why
the goal, you seen a glimpse though then of the team that we're used to
hope.
seeing. The
Yes,
heads are up,
exactly.
you know, the buzz was there again. So
And do you think, Imelda, is it because the team was changed up slightly, or is there a bit of a transition happening? You
well,
know?
there is, Aoife, of course there is. There's new
Yeah.
players coming on there. We have I
You
think
need
there's
that. And you have to
six.
do that. Yeah.
You have to, yeah. I think with six, we say what we call new starters there against Clare. And we had, you know, Niamh Nyland actually was very impressive against Clare and with scoring 4 points from really difficult angles now in fairness to her. She got a lovely point as well against Tipperary from the sideline again. So she's very impressive looking. You've Niamh McPeak just outside, or Niamh Nyland's lining out there and call the forward. You'd Niamh McPeak just outside and wing forward, you know, very good as well.
Yeah.
She's from Lee Mellows. You know, she's a girl that likes to come forward as well and supply ball in. She's well able to take her own score as well. She got a point as well against Clare. So, you know, that's good to see
Brilliant.
that coming in the forwards.
It's
And
confidence, like.
then confidence, yeah. Now, Ava Crowe is coming in there from Carrickmore. She's in there
Brilliant.
at number four. Very impressed with her now. She's played well in the last two games, worked very hard against Tip when she was really up against it now, as I said, because the Tip forwards put a lot of pressure on our backs. And, you know, she came out of ball after ball and she got fouled and she won frees. But she's definitely make her mark. And outside her, you have Kira Hickey as
Yeah,
well.
she's strong, another strong player.
In the,
Davis.
oh
Yeah.
yeah, and great drive as well when she gets the ball. You know, but again, all these girls are, they're just settling in. Now, Ellie, sorry,
Well, listen.
Heshnan from
Yeah.
Shamrocks. You know, she's fine, tall girl, midfield. She got it so tough on Tipperary. She had a lot of hard knocks, a lot of
Big step
hard
up for her,
rattles, in
too.
fairness to her. Yeah, she just picked herself up and just got on with it. So they're
Very
really
good,
settling
like.
in. And then Katie Mangan, actually from her own club in Mullia, she
That's
started
right,
against
Mona.
Clare. Now, she's very strong player, very tough player. So she gave way then, I suppose, for Dervla Higgins, who was coming
Dervla
back on.
Higgins. Yeah.
But Katie Mangan did come back on. She was put back on as a substitute against Tipperary near the end of the
Yes.
match as well. So I think that's what you've about six new starters there with the
Yeah.
team. So, you know,
That's
of course
great.
it's great. We need it because we've lost key players. Like I was just
Absolutely.
thinking back, if you remember, that's our full back line of Seán Healy, Sarah Dervin and Heather Cooney.
Yeah.
They were the best full back line in
Absolutely.
the
And they were
country,
formidable
you know,
for
from
years, and
for
they're no more there at
years.
the
Yeah.
moment. Yeah.
Yeah,
It just changes, but
absolutely. And you're trying to replace the likes of those lines. You know, Roisin Black in there, and our captain at number three is doing an excellent, fantastic year last year, playing very well
yeah.
this year. Another girl that got a lot of rattles on Sunday on Saturday from Tipperary, trying real hard. Dervla Higgins, of course, slotting in there as well. You know, but this is what's happening. We're building. We've lost our number six
Yeah,
as
it's the
well,
league, I
for
suppose,
Siobhan
too.
Garner
So
is now filling in. And it's the
exactly,
league, and
yeah.
that's what, you know what,
Yeah.
that's what you do for the league, isn't it? You try out players,
Absolutely. It's your
you know, when
tryout and it's an opportunity, yeah.
I
Well, if Siobhan Garner
it's an
scoring goals from
opportunity.
centre back, we might shove her up
For Ardrahan, you might, because you need them,
the
Aoife.
forwards.
But she did,
Yeah,
yes,
and
she
I
did,
tell you,
against the environment.
she's a girl that's brilliant to mark. To me, I don't know, would I play her number six? Because I'd be kind of thinking I'd like to keep her to do the mark. And if there was some player causing hassle,
Yes,
I'd be
yeah.
inclined to say, Siobhan, you just stick with
Be
her.
your key
You
marker,
just,
yeah.
you know, like a little bit like Katrina Cormacan used to do in the past for us as
Yes, that's
well.
right,
So,
yeah.
yeah.
She'd be one of those
And you need those
marker.
players.
Oh, you need
Man
them, exactly,
marker, yeah.
exactly. But you
Yeah.
look at
And look
that's
at you have Carrie Dolan, you have Éilidh Riley, you have Orla McGrath, Siobhan McGrath, you know, you have Aoife Donoghue obviously playing very well there as well. So you have
yes.
these girls as well, you know, up in
Yeah,
attack that, you
exactly.
know, will obviously, you know, while it's not always going to happen for them. And I think the ball probably coming into the forwards wasn't the best the last either. But that's, I think a lot of it was that because Tipperary put such pressure on us.
Pressure.
You
Yeah,
know,
yeah.
Tipperary
You're probably
forwards
up
and
to prove a
midfield
point
were
as well, too.
constantly.
Yeah. But last
They were,
year,
of course. And look at, you know what?
they got beaten the
They had
first
nothing
round,
to lose
too.
either.
No, they've nothing to lose
Yeah,
because,
look at, and
like, they got, Galway got beaten by Tip in the first round of the league last year, and they ended
and
up
Galway
winning.
went on to win the
So
league, yeah.
sometimes the first games, you're only, first and
And they
second
went
games, you're
on,
only
yeah.
3-2 of it, you
And I
know.
think actually, Aoife, now that you mention it was, I think they scored four goals against us last year in the opening game. And it was a poor
Yeah.
performance from Galway, and they've scored three goals this year. So it's just, I suppose, the goals as well. Like there was only 2 points in it near the end of the game
That's
again,
right.
after all
Finished, yeah.
the how well they
There
look. So
was.
I definitely wouldn't be reading too much into it from a Galway
No.
point.
Oh, God, no. No.
Yeah, especially once they rallied around, you know, because and you know, to me, for me, they finished well. So
Which is good. Yeah,
Exactly.
the
And
strong
you,
finish.
good.
You mentioned there, you use the league. The league is like a training
You use
ground
the league,
for Cahill and his management to see what he has. Because at the end of the day,
You have
he's
to use your players,
well, they're
like.
thinking of the bigger picture. They're thinking the championship come June, you know, their best 15. And this is an opportunity to see everyone and see what they're capable of and a better way to try it out than in the leagues.
And the intermediate
And in
search
fairness to Cahill and
certainly
his
is going to
team,
listen.
they did. Sorry, in
They
fairness to
did.
Cahill
They entered
and
the
his
bench.
management team, they have used their bench. You know, even the last day there near the end, like there was girls, and the same with Clare, there was girls
Yes,
just
that's
flying on
good,
there.
though.
You
You
know,
don't have
key
to be.
players coming off. It just he's not be, you know, he's just taking players off and putting players on, and that's what it's about.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well,
That's
he
100% that's what
wants,
it's about.
I suppose he
Game
wants to
time.
settle. Yeah, and he wants to settle 15. He has his six or seven there that maybe are the scaffolding, and he needs to build around
Around
those
it.
girls. So he has to see. So, you know, maybe that their aim this year is in the league is just to see what he has
Building.
and be ready for championship. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that either. But still, they're not doing too bad. That's the main thing.
You keep it fresh,
No,
though, by
they are
bringing
not
in new
doing too
birds.
bad.
And come here to me. How do you think, Imelda, before we let we go, and I know you're busy, how do you think the game has evolved maybe in terms of promotion over the years? Like if you go back to the glory days, as I call them, we're always talking about the glory days of the 90s. The people do be
Remember,
telling me, well, you get off the glory
we should
days.
do a podcast on our own for the glory days.
But we say since our win in 96, Imelda, you know, how has the game or have you seen the game evolve maybe in terms of
Promotion.
promotion?
Yeah, it would have. Yeah, in fairness, there would be a lot more promotion of the game, and it's obviously a lot more. We see, we didn't have social media either, I suppose,
Exactly. Thank
in
God.
our day as
That's the big
well.
oh,
So
geez, thank
yes,
God.
well,
We'll be all
yeah,
jailed.
thank God. Exactly. You know, and in fairness, you know, that's probably a lot of it. It's true. Social media is where a lot of it is, even the TV coverage as well. I think what was ours, the All Ireland final? That was it.
That was it.
Wasn't it?
That
That was
was
the only
it.
game. Yeah, that was it. Like, so,
But
you
you
know,
see,
if you
we
didn't get
straight
an All
into a
Ireland,
semi-final too, Imelda. Like, do you know, there was no
we were
until the later
there was
years. There
no
was
yeah. This is the other thing. So we didn't have the games. Ours
no
was knockout
games.
IFA as well. So
It was
yeah, you
knockout.
had
That's
one game,
right.
I think, was it? And
That was it.
then you
One
were semi. It
game.
was knockout. Like it was do
Do
or
or die.
die. And we always
You had
get
to
the
win
do
your
or die
games.
Kilkenny or Cork. Yeah,
So
do you know?
social media, I
Whereas
suppose.
now the round robin.
That helps.
Yeah, round robin now. Everybody's playing everybody, isn't it? Kind of this whole round robin. Now, I don't know if that's a good thing either, because I do think, I think was it last year we played Cork three times or something, do you
That's
know?
right. That can be mentally
So, like,
draining
we,
as
you know,
well.
I think they just know each other too well, and there's all these game plans going on and
Yes, the
sweet
holding back.
tactics. I think it might be, yeah. And I think that hunger, it takes away from the hunger a little bit as well, I think, you know, because you're playing all these games and, you know, sometimes it's nice to have this couple of weeks to have this big build up maybe for a match. So
Because you have a
it's hard
million
to know.
chances, like, do you know? And
It's
listen,
hard to know
was there a
which
fair
one's
crowd at
best.
it, or do you think is
Yeah,
it something?
there was a great crowd in again in the Clare game down in Ennis, but against Tipperary then the crowd wasn't as big. I felt, but then there's so much on, you know. I was just
There's so
thinking,
much
like,
on
there
as well. We didn't get to games
is
ourselves
still
this
so
weekend,
much,
Imelda.
there's
Just
still so much on,
because you were at the schools
but
and I was doing the courses, you know, the introduction to coaching and Gaelic games, which probably brings us on to near enough our last question, Imelda, because I know you're in a rush. But coaches and managers of club teams at the minute, they're crying out. I never seen as many wanted signs for managers and coaches for camogies at the minute. And where has it all gone wrong for all of us? We'd say, do you think it's just we haven't got the people, but yet they're in the clubs? And even the courses that myself and Harkey are doing there with the introduction to coaching and Gaelic games, like they're plugged, all the courses are plugged, but yet we don't see them then. They're afraid, I think, to coach their own clubs because they're probably a bit
I think
abused
it's
or
time,
afraid.
IFA, as well.
It needs time, it's
Yeah, it
huge.
is, I suppose. It's, I don't know, like, it's just, you know, people seem to be just all so
Busy.
busy. And there's, you know, we all seem to be running around, don't we, as well? And I think
Chasing
a
our
lot of
tail.
them chasing our tail, yeah. And then, like, I suppose as well, a lot of these people, they give up their time. There's no real expenses as such in
Yeah, there's
clubs
nothing
because
out with,
clubs
yeah.
can't afford it. The money isn't there. Let's be, let's be
But it's
practical.
amazing, Amanda, how the
So
money becomes available if you're looking
if you're
outside
outside,
the club. You know, we were talking about that. It's amazing how they can find it. And again, that's not a conversation that we're going down, but I'm just saying, I think it's important if there's a few in your club, look after those. And you know, they're
Those,
probably as good as anyone else outside the club, not
That's
stealing from
true,
anyone outside
But
clubs. We just find it.
I think what happens in clubs is they might feel that, oh geez, why aren't wouldn't you think they do it for nothing for their own club? But like, it's as you said, Amanda, the
But
biggest thing is
and in
time.
fairness, I think it is because in fairness, I think people within, especially in the club situation, they're not looking for payment to do it. I think
No.
it's time. Like it's a
Time.
huge commitment. Yeah,
Oh,
you
it's
think about
massive.
it, it's a huge commitment. Like again, you're talking about two or three nights during the week, probably three
And a
nights when
weekend. And it's
coming
at
up to
least
big
2 hours.
games, and then you have a weekend, you're 2 hours. If if you are the manager or whatever, the trainer, you're there even more because you're there putting
Definitely.
out the bollards and getting things ready, and you're there afterwards. And there's probably some people that
Next
might want
hour
to
on
talk to
top of the
afterwards.
training
And
as well. Yeah, exactly.
So I think
But
that's it's I think that's really what it is. It's a lot of time,
yeah.
but it is a pity to know. It's a pity not to keep it going because
Yeah.
if the clubs aren't strong, well then you see your county team won't be strong,
Exactly.
obviously.
It's a knock-on.
So
It's a domino effect.
it's a
It
hang
comes
down. It
from
is,
your clubs, even your schools, and into your county, and
And
that's your
then
development.
clubs are losing players. Like
They are.
I even
And
think of
we are.
our team in 91, like we our club team in 91, like we God, I don't think any of us really went anywhere. We all stayed working locally, or there was no one going to Australia for a
Times were
year
different
or
too, Amanda,
for
weren't
2 years. It's isn't it? We're now
they?
and
The crack was in
they're
Tony's tavern, you
100%
see.
right.
Tony
Crack was in Tony's tavern. He wouldn't leave it if that was
Ward and
it.
all the
But
crew, yeah.
it wasn't a thing that was there at the time, I suppose.
Yeah.
Whereas now, obviously, the young people are going away. And sure, look, they're 100% right to it.
Doing
They
their
can't,
own,
you know what I mean?
yeah, exactly. They're spreading their
See the world.
wings,
But
yeah.
and I mean, they're coming back and they're joining back into their clubs as well. It's not that, but you see, I suppose if you lose, we don't have as many players either in Camogie because not everybody plays Camogie. Like in our
Exactly.
club, when I was playing, we probably all did. But now there's, actually, look at
So
this
many.
football. There's
Soccer, yeah,
soccer.
basketball,
There's lids.
volleyball,
There's rugby. There's
gymnastics,
rugby. There's
yeah,
There's so many
hurling,
other things now as well.
yeah, and
And
it's great, but
and it's great. But people are like, you don't have like people are finding it hard.
yeah.
I think as well, a club find it hard. And of course, then I suppose Sarsfield at the moment are so strong and other
Yes,
clubs are getting it hard. There is like, there is a gap between Sarsfield at the minute and the rest of the
Oh, there
clubs
is at the
probably.
minute,
And I mean,
there
that's
is.
going to change as well because the Sarsfield team, they'll tell you themselves, it's not going to last forever.
No,
They
nothing
mean
ever lasts
they've
forever,
had an
exactly, yeah.
amazing trip and they've been super in fairness.
Oh,
And I've obviously
fantastic.
seen them so much of them down over the past few years. But at the moment they're so strong and I suppose you see players then are probably maybe losing heart a bit as well and going.
Well, the
And
momentum
then
isn't there because they're
the
used to
momentum
probably
there.
not winning. Yeah. But even the girls, I would say, Amelda, on the sideline of Sarsfields, like they're winning and they're doing absolutely unbelievable and make hay while the sun shines, as they say. But we'd say girls now that can't get into the team are probably really, really good players. And I suppose why
Oh
would you
yeah.
be changing a winning team? But sometimes that can have an effect as well for girls giving up. Do you know when you might be just get sick sitting on the bench? Do you know? And why would you change the team when they're winning, you know, as
Well,
well.
you see,
Hard to break
I
into it.
think if you're sitting on a bench of a winning team, you
A
won't.
winning team,
You know what I
yeah.
mean? Like,
Yeah. You won't
and
mind.
these girls,
There's
like
a difference.
they've, yeah, there's a difference, oh,
They've had
100%.
great
And
days
you can
in.
see the commitment they have, and the way they play together and everything. So they've come up the ranks together. They're so strong at
Yeah.
the minute, like in fairness to them, and
Exactly.
they're so young. They're such
Sisters and friends.
they're a very
Yeah.
young team, sisters and
Very
friends.
young team. And
They're a young
speaking.
team,
Yeah.
And it's
And
just like
speaking.
it's hard. Like you can see club, like you see certain clubs coming up along, and you kind of say, well, you know what? Look at those now. Next year they'll be strong. Next year, and then they lose a few players.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's
and
it.
it's all
Yeah.
over,
And
and that's it.
unfortunately, there's absolutely nothing you can do. And back to Sarsfields, just before I forget, just to congratulate the five players that made the AIB club team of the year. I thought it was a great achievement for them,
AIB, yeah.
considering that they didn't win the All-Ireland, but to have five of those players on the All-Ireland AIB, the team of the year,
Huge achievement, yeah.
yeah, huge achievement
Well done to them.
and a
Huge
shout out to them.
achievement.
Imelda, we could
Well,
talk
that's
to you
there in
about
our time, Harky.
it. Do you know what? That was never, I said, Imelda, I was talking once upon a time, and Aoife would disagree with me. If there was
What
all
now? What
stars,
now? What
if there
now?
was all stars back in our days, Imelda, I'd say you and I would have had 11 of them at least. There would be no one else to get a look in. Would you like to be one? No,
It's
more
a good job
followers.
Sharon Glynn
More
isn't on
followers.
this call, Harky.
Well, don't worry,
It's
she'll
a
be on
good
it next
Sharon
week.
is
She's
not
coming
this.
next week. We're getting her next week, so don't worry, I tell her to her face. But yeah, such a pity that there was
She'll have
nothing
an
like that.
answer for you.
Oh,
Oh,
don't
she
worry,
will.
she will. But and, congratulations to Sharon as well in with the under 16s. But Imelda, look, we talked to you all night.
Splendid.
You're very easy to talk to. You're soft on the ear. We appreciate all that you
Brilliant.
do with Galway Camogie, especially now that you're with Tommy and that you're at the games.
Yeah,
And I
great
enjoyed
promotion.
absolutely
Yeah.
because I was in Abbey Leix last year coming or last week coming home from the school's final, and it was great to be able to tune in and get the last 5 minutes of that game where Galway were, the momentum was with them. So we enjoy listening to you. Keep it up and keep doing
Thanks,
what you're
Harky.
doing. And thanks for everything. And you never know, we might get you on again before the end of the year.
For sure. Thanks
Oh,
a
yeah,
million, love.
absolutely. Ladies,
Yeah.
no problem. Yeah.
Amanda,
Okay.
thanks a
Thanks a
million. Thanks
million.
a million. Take care. Mind yourself.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye. Bye-bye.
No.
Great to
Lovely.
chat. Yeah, it's reeling in the years again every
Oh, reeling
week.
in the years. Yeah, she's fantastic, Amanda, and she's just wonderful for the game. And
Yeah, Steph and
well, it's
Tommy, like
nice
you
to,
said,
yeah,
Steph.
it's nice to have past players in it. And again, just fitting that she was a past pupil of Ray Fields and she's won her All-Irelands and everything. And she's noticed the difference between the promotion of Camogie, that social media is the big thing.
But that is, like,
Yeah,
think about it. That
yeah,
is the big thing.
yeah.
Would you believe I went to Ray Fields for the last
I
2 years?
heard,
Yep.
yes.
So a shout out to all the Ray Fields. I know I do be slagging you, but
And
I
just
do
for
have
people to know,
an
it's
Aid
not.
England, my friends, that I haven't seen in 100 years, but I met her last week at the hairdresser's.
And
So.
just in case you know, it's not a Ray Fields podcast. It just so
Sometimes,
happens
yeah.
in the last couple of weeks. But look, we're always talking about other clubs.
Absolutely. It's nice to promote your own school, and we had a great week in school ourselves.
Yeah, and I look at I've been watching, I've been following you
Yeah,
on
the Wellness
Facebook with
Week.
the Wellness Week. Fantastic. You're doing massive work up there, Aoife, for yourself and the
No, but
students.
it's not just like fitness and stuff. We did a load, like we did a bit of a jigsaw,
Yeah.
mental health and stuff like that. And I know that it's a taboo that some people don't like talking about it. But we did a lot of different things, and we'd a Wellington throwing competition, shot puts. We just had great
And
fun.
fun, isn't that what it's all
And then,
about? Fun and
well,
enjoyment.
that's it.
Yeah.
We brought the rower in, the skier, and the bike into the staff room. And I'm not joking,
Oh, I'd say the
there was a lot of
competition was
panting and
high,
puffing.
was
Yeah.
there?
Pat Knoll, Dervin, and him and Bean.
Was the defibrillator close
Oh,
by?
it
It
was
was.
very close by. Very close by.
We actually did one of them a few years ago
That's
as
just good
well.
crack.
And I just think it's the collaboration of staff and students
I
coming
know.
together.
We had great fun.
Yeah.
So we did.
Well,
And
shout out to all in
I
Gorta
know,
and
definitely. Yeah. And to all
congratulations
the
and
students as well.
yeah.
We had, in fairness, we had a lot of support from Lidl. And the way the ads are on lately, but
Yes.
I have to say, every time I go down to Lidl, I think they're covering their eyes now at this stage
They
because
see you
they
coming.
see
They know
me
you
coming.
want something.
They do, they do. But they sponsored all the fruit, for the Wow Wednesday. We call it Walk on Wednesday, and we had a piece of fruit for every single person in school,
Isn't that
students and
wonderful?
staff, and that's like over 1,000,
Oh, yeah.
And for our James E. Lee run, James E. was a great friend of mine. He was the manager in the community centre there for years, and he passed
Okay.
away a few years ago. But
Oh.
we do a marathon run with our first and second years, and it's the fastest combined time of what class? 168 laps. But a shout out to 1F, they won it in 11 minutes and 8 seconds. So good on you. So
Fantastic,
all
and
these things bring
bring
kids along,
people
and it's
together.
not just all about camogie and hurling. There's loads of different ways to get people to stay involved in sport
Yeah,
and do
absolutely.
it, have fun. We always say it in the courses, top of the list, it has to be fun. And
It
that's what
has to
we
be
did this week,
fun and enjoyment. And
Yep.
speaking of sponsorship, just like to thank the County Board, myself and Aoife are involved with Connacht Colleges, and any teams that have ever got to All-Ireland's, the County Board have been very generous
Connacht
insofar
Council
as,
as well, yeah.
yeah, contribution or donation money towards the costs of whatever it is that the
Buses sure
school
is
is. Yeah.
huge, yeah.
So shout out to Audrey there as treasurer for making that happen. Thanks a million.
So I don't know if you've seen. I remember we were talking about this positive period movement. Now, any men that are going to be uncomfortable listening to this, go make a cup of tea for yourself. Actually, no, don't stand and listen. So basically, Martina Dolan in Lee Mellows set this kind of initiative up that they have like period products available to girls, in sport, because one in five give up sport
Yeah, and
to,
part of the reason
and part of the
probably
reason is for
is,
is because of their period.
yeah.
But basically, it's five clubs have come together and they've put up like stations on the toilet walls, the
In the
dispensers in the
clubhouses,
clubhouses
isn't that
of the, yeah.
fantastic?
And they have a little bag each. Each coach has a little bag with some period products in it. So if the
Brilliant.
girl is ever stuck or ever gets caught during a match or before a match, you know the way
They
sometimes
will.
you
Oh
might
my
just get
God,
caught.
look at this. It's
Are you
happened downstairs.
will you share the story for the
There's
crack?
no story being shared. No story being shared.
Oh no, Harky,
No.
it would be internet sensation, but she won't say
No
it, and
story.
I
No
can't
story.
say what she did.
No, Aoife.
But
I did nothing, just so you know.
no, you didn't do anything. But I just think it's a great initiative, and obviously me and you were working in the background there trying to get a sponsor at the moment who we
Yeah.
have, but I don't want to mention their names at the minute until we have
Until we
signed,
have
sealed
exactly.
and delivered. But I just think it's a great idea for clubs to have a little bag with period products in it, so that they know to come to just like a first aid bag. You go and get
Absolutely.
a plaster,
Yeah.
you go and get a
And
tampon or
to
whatever you
make
need.
it the norm that this is
Yeah,
normal. And I
it's
think, even a couple of years ago, do you remember they were trying to change the color of the skirts
yeah.
to make sure that obviously it would avoid any embarrassment when it came
Well,
to
when it
game
comes to
time and
sports,
things like
no,
that.
look at, we're a long time playing. I'm
Yeah.
still at it, and
Yeah.
I probably got caught out maybe twice or three times.
Absolutely. Look, we all got
And
caught
you
out.
do, it does
Oh
affect your
yeah, it
game,
does.
because I remember like in Ardahan, obviously we have the white scarves. We
Yeah.
don't know, they changed to navy last year, but like you're just saying, is my scarf okay? Is my scarf okay? And it does affect you. So it does.
Absolutely.
But if we had these little bags, and for each, coach. We'll talk more about it definitely next week. I don't want
Well,
to go into it
if
too
you
much,
think
but
about it before we finish out, if you think of all the clubs in County Galway and you think of the dressing rooms, there is actually no disposal units
no.
to get rid of, apart from a bin, which is extremely unhygienic.
Unhygienic, yeah.
So as a result, it's causing clubs a little bit of hassle when sanitary towels have to be flushed down the toilet,
I know,
because
yeah.
as a result it will clog, and that's just normal. It's like a child throwing a roll of toilet paper down the toilet, and
Yeah.
it gets clogged, and it's probably a nightmare for club caretakers. And I
Yeah.
just think, why not have disposal units
Yeah.
like what we have in schools for girls and for women, and to have those dispensary units up in
Yeah.
your dressing
I
room.
suppose there is a cost in it, but
There is a
like
cost,
there's
but
women are like forever and ever, amen. We're going to be having
forever
our
and ever
periods.
and
Do you know
ever,
what I mean?
that's
And
it,
any girls
exactly.
involved.
Yeah.
But these little bags, they're called fab little bags. If anybody wanted to look it up, but we're definitely going to come back to it. But just that it is like we should be open about this and talk. And I know in our school there is period products available in all of the toilets.
Yeah, same as,
Obviously not the men's
yeah.
toilets, but
But the
for the
only thing with
girls.
period products, I don't know about you, Aoife, is there a cost involved? Do they have to place
Well,
money into it
would you believe that
in school?
Lidl have on the app give out free period products, but the school subsidizes it.
Yeah, it's
And
just the
Aisling Collins,
difficulty.
actually a teacher in our school, she's brilliant for doing stuff like that, and she organizes all that. So
Because it can
it's
become embarrassing
something
sometimes
small.
for
It's
a
something
young
small to
girl.
talk about, but
Yeah.
definitely you could say you could be talking about this for days and weeks.
Well, you could, yeah. And I just think it's important for girls in schools or anywhere that they have the access to these facilities. And even if it costs 2 euro, for the girls that don't have 2 euro on, we have staff in
I
school that
know,
they just
that's
go to.
great. And so when we probably by next week we'll know if we have the sponsor, and what we're hoping to do is to get a fab little bag, we call it, out to every
Every school and every
school,
club. Well, school, Connacht
Connacht schools
schools
to start
first.
with, because
Yeah.
we're involved with the Connacht schools, and just see how it goes. And it'll be just like attached to any other bag, like the gear
Or the
bag,
first aid
the first
bag,
aid bag,
yeah,
really. So
and it becomes the
the
norm,
norm,
and
yeah.
girls will know that if they are having their period and they forget or whatever, that it's there, and it's no reason to be
Yeah.
embarrassed or whatever, and girls aren't
And
anymore.
look, there wouldn't be a massive cost with it. Just it's like, filling up a first aid bag. It doesn't happen every day. Do you know
No,
what I
it
mean?
doesn't
So
happen,
look at,
yeah, and it's just people forget. I'm sure isn't that
yeah.
life?
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's exactly it.
so.
I don't know, Herky, obviously we had taken a break for a week or so, and to wish Róisín Black,
absolutely,
that she's captain now of the Galway senior team. I don't think we got a chance
no,
to
we
mention
didn't
that.
Get an opportunity, so to congrats to Róisín,
huge
and she's
opportunity
a
for her
own
Oranmore
as
club,
well,
yeah.
And hopefully in a couple of weeks' time we'll get Róisín on maybe near the end of the league. And also to congratulate Kerry Dolan
and Siobhan McGrath, yeah,
on their vice captaincy, and again wonderful role models, no doubt, yeah. And we had Siobhan, we were privileged to have Siobhan on at the start.
So she's running around scaffolding, you were talking
she's
about scaffolding.
She's running around
scaffolding,
yeah. We were talking about scaffolding. So we'll get Carrie and Róisín on, but at this moment in time, I suppose the girls are busy between gym programmes and work and college and things like that. Yeah.
And the intermediates are out this weekend as well in the rag at 2 o'clock on Saturday. And the minors are out this weekend.
Stephen Glennon and his management, and I heard him this evening actually talking on Galway Bay, to wish Stephen and his management team the best of luck in Ballygunner.
And Emily Brogan from Cairnmore, well
That's
done to
right,
her. She's the captain, and Caoimhe Kelly from Sarsfields, other great players. So the best of luck to Stephen and his management team this weekend, taking on Waterford in Ballygunner, 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of it for this week. Yeah.
Yeah. And again, the schools are finished this weekend with the Junior All-Irelands.
Who's in it there, just in case? I can't remember.
Junior A, it's surprising that Loretta weren't in it this year. So
no, I'm more interested in the
Junior B.
B.
Best wishes to St. Faithfield's College. Oh, Aoife, you're really going to town.
No, I'm only joking. I'm only having the crack.
St. Faithfield's are taken on the FC in Gorey, so best wishes to the girls in Rathdowney at 1 o'clock, and to Katie Murray, their captain.
And there's there's a lot of them girls now that, please
there
God, we'll have two All-Irelands
well,
in 2 weeks.
Please God, and I can't leave without a big shout out to the Senior A Hurlers, St. Raphael's College. Senior A Hurlers are playing the All-Ireland semi-final against Nina CBS in Tulla and Clare at 2 o'clock on Saturday.
Well, wouldn't that
so
be something else?
To Mr. Roland Hardy and Mr. Francis Ford and all the boys there, I want to wish you the best of luck from all here in the Maroon and White Pod.
Coming from Ardrahan tonight.
Coming from Ardrahan
where the lighting is better.
And
the last thing I would say as well, I know it's nothing at all to do with Camogie, but sure, look at this is like, we went to Natus, I think they pronounced it, I'm useless with the name, up in Gart, a manufacturer.
The one with the sign when it has the kind of this satellite sign at the top of
we
it.
We brought in all the TYs, and it's across from Giblin's Trophies actually in Gart, and just a big shout out to all of the staff there. They were absolutely brilliant. Showed us around, we were all gowned up and everything, but they were absolutely brilliant, and I'd love to say hello to them tonight.
There you go. So an opportunity. So make sure all the employees and staff and need to subscribe, okay?
Oh, yeah, it should.
But listen, thanks a million, everyone who has joined us tonight, and I hope that you enjoyed the pod, all things Camogie. Thanks to Imelda Hobbins for joining us, and thanks to my friend. It's
and
been
my
a pleasure,
friend.
As usual. And don't forget to subscribe. Hit that button on the Maroon and White Pod.
Yep.
It's goodbye for me.
And goodbye for me.